This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air. That's always cool. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And, you know, we're going to talk about, as soon as Brad Dacus joins us, we're going to talk about our illustrious dictator governor, or maybe it's governor dictator, I don't know, here in California. Governor Nuisance, this guy is just a real piece of work. And he doesn't care. He doesn't listen to anybody. Not even his own party. He's got people in his own party that are quite, I don't keep this clean, quite teed off at him. How's that? All right, that works for me. Anyway, quite teed off at him, wanting to get the state open, keep the state open, make things work. I am sorry, but again, I'm going to say, the numbers don't pan out. Right? I mean, seriously, they don't pan out. I've been going through this with my friends. I even had, it was really funny, my dad right now is in Florida. And, you know, they're getting pummeled with all this negative reporting and how bad it is and how bad the job the governor's doing and the whole nine yards. And what do we find out today? We found out that they're not counting the numbers properly. Now, yours truly... And I'm not the only one. There's other really, really cool guys out there that actually do their homework at times. There's a lot of guys out there telling you the same thing. Yeah, and some of the names, you know, Steve Deese would be one of them. Right? He's out there telling you, look at the numbers. So not that any of us are denying that this is a virus that kills people. What we're denying is that it's spreading like wildfire with gasoline chasers. Because it's not true. And you got to call them on the carpet on these things. You have to. We cannot keep letting them get away with this. And they close the churches down again. Think about something. They don't want us to gather. You know what happens when we gather? We figure them out. That's what happens. What happens when we gather is we talk to each other about what's going on in our towns and cities. And all of a sudden we go, well, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. How come that's not happening in my city or town? Right? It's great. Maybe if somebody said, maybe instead of defunding the police, we should defund the NFL. What do you think of that? You know how you do that? You stop buying your season tickets. You stop buying NFL propaganda. I don't have a better name for it. No, come on, seriously. I know, it's going to hurt you sports freaks. You love sports. Nothing better than sports for you. No. The way you make it hurt, you know what's really funny? Our founding fathers gave up their lives, their property, their families. And we beef and moan and groan about giving up season tickets. I love it. I think it's hilarious. What are you willing to give up? I guess the question, without really wanting you to die, honestly, I guess the question is, what are you willing to die for? If you got kids, I want you to think about something. Look over at that, your cute little kids, your little daughter, your little son, little daughters and sons, whatever. And imagine the world that they're going to live in if you allow Joe Biden and team to run this place. Look at the kids in the street. Kids, you heard me, kids. Little cowards, little punks, spoiled little brats that are out there sending police cars. That is not, and for those of you who have already written me emails about this, pound sand. No, and I mean that in the most loving of ways. That is not protesting. That's rioting. That is destruction of other people's properties that you have no right to touch. And I'm even talking about the statues. I'm not just talking about the cars. You have no right to do that. You have a right to protest. You have a right to air your grievances. You have a right to be heard. You don't have a right to smash windows, burn stores down, loot ATM machines of banks because you think they got too much money. Well, so instead of looting and robbing and get off the darn couch, get a job, make something of yourself. And you know what I love is a lot of these Democrat elitists, you know, the ones that came from nothing, that were sleeping behind dumpsters. Well, gee, they took advantage of the government to get to where they need to get, which is fine. That's where they started. Right? Then they worked hard to take advantage of this capitalist system that they would not be able to do in any other country. They wouldn't be able to do what they can do here. And you've heard more and more and more stories from immigrants about that. But to me, it is just amazing to me. And they're afraid to speak up. Look at the cop. I don't know if I have enough time. My teenage daughter of the slain cop that got bullied by what I call keyboard cowards. Right? Representative Doug Collins of Georgia on Monday blasted the keyboard warriors on social media that took aim at the daughter of a fallen Texas police officer. She used a hashtag, Blue Lives Matter. It's just wrong, Collins told at the Todd Starnes show. We've devoted this society. Look at what's happened to this society. It's de-evolution. It's not evolution. We're not getting smarter. We're getting dumber. That's Joe. He said, it is in the height of wrong when cowards hide behind their computers to try to use social media platforms. They are cowards. I've always said that. But they know better than those people in the streets that are slapping 82-year-old women in the face. Sucker punching kids. Do it in front of my face. Do it while I'm looking at you. And I'll tell you what, don't do it 5-on-1. Because that really shows what a coward you are. You know, a coward and a child. It's like those animals that are shooting 1, 3, and 9-year-old kids. You're a coward. Joe Messina, your host. We come back. We won't be speaking to a coward. We'll be speaking to... We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I don't care if it's on the air. Say the word, Joe. Air. On the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, I always appreciate when this guy's on with me. And we have so much to discuss. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. I love when I have him on the show. He's full of information. And the other good thing is he talks slower than I do, so you'll get more of it out of him. Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Oh, doing well. I just came back from Dallas today.
Oh, well, I guess that's good. They're doing okay there, are they not, or...
Yeah, they have more freedom than we have here in California by far, definitely.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, just the mere fact that you can actually get a gun in Texas shows that they have more freedom than we do. But Listen, okay, not that, and you know my heart, I'm not wishing any ill on the woman, I'm really not, but we know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was admitted to the hospital today. Supposedly, she just had an infection. I mean, my God, retire, spend some time with your friends. You obviously don't have a whole bunch of time left. I mean, have you got any inside info on what's going on with her?
Yeah, I know, generally speaking, the doctors, the hospitals, when it comes to Supreme Court justices, if there's a medical condition, first they're usually delayed in even talking about it. But then when they do, they often give it a spin as it's, you know, this is not that serious. It's not that. That's what they've done. That's their pattern. So when I'm reading this and the story, it seems that it's not just a little infection with some antibiotics. You know, they had to, you know, they had to go on an endoscopic procedure. You know, that's cleaning out a bile duct stent. You know, that was placed before, and now it's got some problems. But the fact that she's having this kind of a infection and throughout her body, and you know, because of this situation, it's I think it's probably more serious than what they're leading on, and they're not, they would not disclose it and until they absolutely needed to disclose it. Hedge their bets, and because, you know, she doesn't want everyone to be to know her condition necessarily. She doesn't want everyone to know if she's, you know, how serious it is, and that's sort of been the standard procedure that they follow. So
look, I don't wish ill on her, but it's just to the point now where she's in a hospital on a regular basis. How much is she really doing? How much research is she really doing? That kind of stuff. So, you know, it's a tough job to begin with. And when you have a medical condition that keeps you in the hospital on a regular basis, it's got to be that much harder to focus and pay attention.
I was going to say, yeah, also, it's been almost a year when she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, just short of a year, and it was, they didn't surgically remove part of the pancreas, or the they didn't do that at all. Instead, they gave a radiation treatment, and that's the norm for something that's metastasized. And that was just 3 months after discovering lung cancer in two different parts of her lungs. So she's probably had metastasized pancreatic cancer for almost a year now, and the average person, 90% do not live past a year with pancreatic cancer. So, I'm very suspect on this, and I don't wish her to die. But I would love her to step down, and so you know, the court can function fully and completely. And
that would vigor. I think, you know, I mean, seriously, this is a job that takes a lot of time and energy. All right.
Yeah.
Again, we don't wish her ill, but she is apparently sick, and it's time for her to, you know, allow the American people to have a full functioning, you know, justice. Let's talk about your favorite topic, Governor Newsom.
Yeah.
on Dictator Newsom, yeah. So yeah. He again has decided. And I got to tell you, people, the numbers don't pan out. I keep saying that. It's aggravating as all get out. The numbers do not pan out, but he has decided to close down the bars and the gyms and everything. And I'm sure he's still going to the gym, and I'm sure he's still grabbing a drink. And believe me, he ain't eating dinner at home. So how and the shutting down of the churches is the one that, as you can imagine, I'm getting the most amount of emails and calls on. How long can they do this for real?
Yeah, well, first off, I understand at his press conference, he was, I don't know if it's in the order or not, but it was supposed to go for 3 weeks. That's still a long time. Economically, that's a real hard hit. Right now we have businesses, a lot of them have already gone under. So the economic cost, I don't think he's really taking that into full consideration. But also, so many churches and synagogues were closed for so long. Some of it just recently opened, and we've had very high increase in depression and suicide, and and those religious institutions play a definite role in helping in that regard. So it's very alarming, and our attorneys analyzed it. We waited for it to be put into writing, because last time he said, you know, you can't sing. No one can sing in a church service. Then we looked at what was put in writing, and we discovered, no, that's not what this says. Only paid employees are bound by this. Volunteers and attendees can sing as much as they want at church. So we thought we may have sort of a bait and switch this time. Unfortunately, we did not. This order is exactly what he said, in that in those counties, those 30 counties, which is about 80% of the population of California, they're bound by this, so churches and synagogues cannot have indoor services in those areas, in those counties. Now, that said, they can have outdoor services, no problem, even drive-in services if they wish. That's no problem, because you know, their attorneys looked at the case law, and they could see that because of all the protests and riots that they allowed to happen, that they really weren't justified in then not saying you can't even have a peaceful outdoor service. So those are okay. Now, in addition, there's still going to be cities and counties, like Riverside County, for example, and cities that like Bakersfield and others, that are saying, we're not going to enforce this. And those local governments can still say that, and they don't have to enforce it if they choose not to. That leaves it up to the governor. Well, the governor says he's going to send state agents, okay, so going into businesses, restaurants that are open and shutting them down. Well, those health department individuals are not authorized to go into churches, so they're not going to go into churches. They go to business, but not churches. I don't think is going to go.
We got to go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about these state agents, similar to the SS, I think. Talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina. That's all they need is brown shirts. We're all set. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been admitted to the hospital. She's being treated for a possible infection. The court says that the 87-year-old Ginsburg was taken to the hospital on Monday after experiencing fever and chills. There's news on the coronavirus vaccine front. The first U.S.-tested vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health did produce the desired effect of boosting volunteer immune systems against COVID-19. The next step, a larger 30,000-person study to prove if the shots really are strong enough to protect against the virus. The president says there's a lot of good news about the virus.
People are feeling good about our country. People are feeling good about therapeutics and possible vaccines.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me at 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, if you want to be noticed by text message, get a text alert, as they say, then you want to text TRS to 77-222. TRS to 77-222. Real simple. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me when he's on the show with me. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, my pleasure.
All right. And before we get rolling, you know, doing the whole blah, 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 at a million miles an hour, we need to tell people what is PJI, what do they do, and how can they help you?
You bet. Pacific Justice Institute is a legal organization that defends religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We are very busy. We have at least 52 cases in active litigation right now as I'm speaking. We have more offices, legal offices across the country than any other organization of our kind doing this kind of work. We're very very busy and making sure that no one is left on the side of the road, which that's our hallmark. Makes it very unique that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We make sure that everyone gets help so long as it falls in our mission statement of religious freedom, parents' rights, and sanctity of human life. And we do it all without charge.
Yes. So, and you don't, and as you said, it's not like you go for those high-end cases that you may benefit from financially or otherwise. You will defend pretty much anybody, you know, especially
right.
in these cases that, that many have heard right here on this show, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I want to thank many of your listeners who support our work, because that's how we're able to do it.
Yep.
Joe, as you know, it's moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas out there, and a good cluster of churches that back us and enable us to do all the work that we do and enable us to have a very efficient big bang for the buck, if you will.
All right, so let's get back to, when you talk about what's going on here in sunny California. I mean, this place is nothing like it was 30-plus years ago. So Governor Newsom said he's going to do well. I got other names for him. I won't use him. Governor Newsom said that he's going to send out California state agents to these counties or cities that will not You know, I mean, think about something. They are, for all intents and purposes, they're sanctuary cities, right, that are allowing people to do what the Constitution tells them they can do. Now, there, Governor Newsom will send out state agents, you know, the brown shirts, to either write people up, shut them down, or do whatever. However, sanctuary cities who break federal law by allowing illegals to do certain things in the city, that's okay. We are upside down.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They're choosing not to enforce the law as it applies to those who are clearly actually breaking the law and have no constitutional protection to break the law. And at the same time, they're pouncing on those that have tremendous constitutional rights and liberties that are definitely being threatened, if not abridged. And it's alarming. And when he talks about sending state agents, I'm not sure how much weight to put behind that. And of course, I've been surprised a number of times by this governor. But you know, he's looking at, like, from the health department and having people go out to, you know, checking out businesses and restaurants and make, you know, and writing them up. And but they're not going to go out to churches. The health department doesn't have authorization to monitor churches. So I'm thinking, you know, who are they going to send out? You know, like the highway patrol. Well, the highway patrol is busy, you know, monitoring the freeways. That's what they do. You know, it's not like they have a glut of highway patrol out there who are, you know, just working half time and need work. No, it's quite the opposite. So I have a hard time seeing highway patrol going, you know, 5-10 miles inland away from a freeway to pound on the door of a little church or a big church and then write them up and take pictures and, you know, issue a citation or a misdemeanor, you know, charges against the pastor. I just don't see him doing that. I think it's just a threat. He knows he doesn't have local governments supporting him in many cases. Right. So he's saying that, I think, out of desperation. I just don't think we're going to see that facilitate, especially in friendly cities and counties in California. There's a good number of them.
Well, you know, go back to what you're saying. I mean, nobody, who's going to support him? Who's going to enforce this? He's going to send out his, what, CHP, going to get him off the freeways and what have you. And how many of them are really going to want to enforce this? You know, here's the funny thing about it. I have a, in my local hometown, there was a fruit vendor. And there was a store owner that apparently didn't physically assault him, but just got mad and was getting on his case for selling the fruit on the corner, the whole nine yards. And, you know, you can imagine this, being a business owner. You know, the governor's closing you up, shutting you down, letting you open, shutting you down, letting you open. Got to put these things in place. And he's sitting there, and I'm even looking at a picture of the guy without a mask on, and I'm saying to myself, the community has come to the rescue, not of the business owner, who probably made a mistake. He, you know, got hot under the collar. I get it. Go apologize. I meant what I said, but I shouldn't have said it the way I did, kind of thing. And yet they're buying fruits. They're buying stuff from the street vendor who has no, I mean, as far as I know so far, and I'll check it out more, no license, no permit. I wonder if he's taking the real precautions. I'm looking at a picture that people aren't 6 feet apart, and yet that's who they're defending. This is what we've become. We've become a state, California anyway, I don't think that's happening in other places, that are defending lawlessness.
Right.
What's happened?
that's exactly what they're doing. And I really believe that at the end of the day, we're going to see lots and lots of churches and synagogues staying open. And we at Pacific Justice are pledged to defend any church or synagogue in California that has any legal action brought against them for having a service indoors or outdoors, where there's a whole list of safety checklist precautions that can that we have on our website that churches and synagogues can use to make sure to ensure a safe environment, an indoor service as well as outdoor. This governor is just going way beyond where he should, and also, His justification is that, you know, the increase in the number of cases. Well, the real issue is not the number of cases; it's the number of fatalities, and it's not spiking. Fatalities are not spiking.
No, percentage
like the number of cases.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, percentage
right.
wise.
Yep.
So it's like, and that's really the bottom line that we really should be looking at. So I think his action was definitely an overstepping. Yeah, I think he went out of his way to try to shut everything, you know, indoors down because he knew he couldn't just pick on churches like he did last time. He was more picking on them and letting other entities open up and different, you know, partially and whatnot. I think he knows legally he would get would not be prevailed. We already won in one federal case we had against Calaveras County based on the governor's order. We already won on unequal treatment. He's already been there. We're ready to get in the ring on that one, but he's too smart to do that. So instead, he's shutting everything down, basically, which is going to economically seriously hurt California and Californians wanting to work. And I can't help but think that the voters of California are not going to forget this when it comes to you know, him running for office in the future.
Well, you know, I'm going to an event we're going to talk about later on in the show. This weekend, I'm going to MC an event to recall Governor Nuisance. And I got to tell you something. When it comes to, you know, people, they are getting together from both sides of the aisle to get him to move along. But frankly and honestly, look at the damage he's already done. We're going to wait till November to remove this guy. I'm hoping people get the idea or kind of finally figure out that these liberal socialist Democrats, whatever you want to call them, I mean, I had David Horowitz on yesterday. He said, stop calling them liberals. Call them communists. That's exactly what they are. And, you know, when are people going to figure out that guys like him, they're not interested in me and my welfare or you and your welfare. They're interested in how much power they have. Right now, he's in a dictatorial state, and that is he's cleared the Capitol again because they found a case or two of coronavirus there again. So, you know, the legislator left, gave him pretty much open rights to do whatever he wanted to do. The Speaker of the House, I'm understanding right now, is pretty teed off at what's happening. So, I you know, we are out of control here. Just
yeah, we are. And also, when we look at our school districts, the LA Unified School District, you know, shutting down, you know, I mean, online all next year, and then San Diego. There's a big price that students will pay, kids will pay because of that. It's going to have a serious hit on their academic performance. I'm just glad Orange County is standing up to that.
Yeah, but Orange County, we'll see what happens with them, too. I mean, they're talking about going to school with no masks. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. The state is threatening to cut funding to schools, to educational schools, if they don't comply. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Hey, listen, Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the solution. Being part of the, you know, you're going to be part of the problem if you're not informed. Because when you're not informed, you know what you do? You start spewing misinformation. Because it came across your Twitter feed or something. I don't know. That is not the way you want to do this. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that I'm spending with you on the air and in the chat room. Before I get to Brad, I was looking up something here, and in a recent study, it was done at the end of 2019, and I still today don't believe it's changed much, okay? Compared with other public school principals viewed most positively by public for key performance attitudes. Matter of fact, the people that are most trusted in your community. K-12 public school principals were at the top of the list. Okay? Police officers were number two. So, when you're seeing all this stuff on TV, and you know, religious leaders fall just under police officers, military under there, and so forth. The members of Congress are way down. there's a shock. anyway, right. But when you see that on the list, and then you hear what's going on today, you know you're being lied to. Anyway, Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week. Appreciate his time. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and I do so much appreciate the time that he spends with me. And I know I want to get to the Dallas preacher. Actually, you know what? We can do that first. You just came back from muggy, sticky Dallas. Not stinky, sticky. And tell us what went down there. You had to defend a preacher? Somebody who was just simply... I mean, because none of our founding fathers were preachers, were they?
Right. Well, this man, he was he's out there. You know, he's has a part-time ministry. He's a part of his church, and he was out preaching on a public sidewalk in a public place, the city, in front of a Planned Parenthood. And he wasn't invading Planned Parenthood. He was on the outside public sidewalk right next to the street. And there was another person there. And so he's out there preaching. He didn't have an electrical amplifier. It was just him preaching from his diaphragm. You'd think, well, that should be protected. That's what our founding fathers, that's yeah. exactly what they thought about when it comes to free speech, the ability to have your soapbox in the park, town square, and preach and proclaim whatever your thoughts are. Well, apparently a law enforcement officer there didn't know his history, I guess, or the Constitution, because he watched him for a while and then told him, said, no, you can't preach here anymore because you're preaching too loud. And there's some people over at Planned Parenthood that said that they don't like what you're saying, so you have to be silent. So he went ahead and wrote up this man, this minister, doing this ministry work, and he also, by the way, is also a teacher, a public school teacher, this man who's out doing the preaching and ministry work. So he has a wonderful lay minister's heart. But anyway, he was written up for disturbing the peace and for, you know, for speaking too loud and for being offensive, okay? Well, there's case law where the Supreme Court has said, just because something's offensive does not mean the government has a right to silence you. That's why we have a First Amendment, so you can speak things that there might be someone out there who may not agree with what you're saying. So you can. That's why we have to have a free speech clause in the Constitution. Otherwise, we don't need it if it only means we can say what everyone likes us to speak, then we can speak. So anyway, so he's being criminally prosecuted. And they threw the book at him, and he contacted Pacific Justice Institute, our organization.
Wait a minute, the judge threw the book at him?
Well, I mean, they're prososecuting him. I mean, okay. It's not like this was a warning. They are prosecuting him fully and completely. They didn't even offer him to, do community service and, well, next time don't speak so loud. No, no, no. They're out to get him. And so I had to fly out there and to Dallas. I'm also on license in California as an attorney, but also in the state of Texas. And I flew out there, and I represented him this morning at the court. It was a pretrial hearing. And I talked to the prosecutor there and made it very clear what the facts were. The prosecutor hadn't even really looked at the facts. I hadn't really gone through it. I was pointing out, look, this wasn't even amplified speech. It was on a public sidewalk. This is clearly classic First Amendment speech protection is what we're talking about here, protected speech. And we are going to, we at Pacific Justice are confident in this case. We'll take this and we'll appeal this all the way up to the United States Supreme Court if necessary. That's the resolve we have on our client in this case, and the facts of this case. And I said, but look, I don't want to give the city of Dallas a black eye, you know, law enforcement a black eye. I really don't want that. You know, I'm a Texan, too. I went to school in Texas. I, you know, gave that connecting thing.
Right.
And I said, but at the end of the day, though, if these charges aren't dropped, I can assure you that there are going to be many Americans across the country that are going to know about this. And I do not want to have to do that to the city of Dallas. So... Anyway, so we'll it was reset for next hearing is August 28th, giving the prosecution plenty of time to look at the facts, look at the video, and realize that there's absolutely zero grounds to prosecute this this man who is a great guy, clean cut, good heart, loves kids, and yeah, he's out there preaching the gospel and a wonderful, solid, traditional gospel message. You know, it's you know, sin, salvation, God's love, forgiveness, you know, et cetera. I mean, it's you know, Planned Parenthood doesn't like the gospel, doesn't like faith. It sort of
it's about love and life,
making machine.
Love and life, yeah. Right? I mean, that's really what it's all about.
Right.
You know, and that's hard to swallow. That's hard for them to swallow. They're not a loving group, obviously. Well, you know, you really don't know what the big problem is here. He didn't do it the right way. He should have been on the corner. He should have been yelling over a bullhorn, okay? He should have been burning one of their cars, you know, maybe throwing a smack the window and throwing a Molotov cocktail in there. And then told the cop when he showed up, I'm exercising my First Amendment rights just like Antifa does. What's the big whoop? That's the problem.
Yeah, well, here's the irony. Here's the big irony. Is there were about 500 rioters in Dallas, and very few of them were written up at all for anything. And they did not have a permit. What they were doing was against the law, because you had a large gathering, you have to have a permit, etc. So what they were doing was against the law, blatantly, in your face, and the Dallas Police Department decided not to fully enforce it regarding their screaming and their yelling and what they were doing and their threats and going where they weren't supposed to go and no permitting. And then this man, a loving man who loves the Lord, who's a school teacher, he's a part of his church ministry, he along with some others, and he's out there preaching the gospel, and he's being prosecuted as a criminal. And if we hadn't stepped in, he would not have a chance, and he would be spending probably a misdemeanor, probably 6 months to a year is probably what they would give him, since he's not caving in. So it's, and then they're trying to set an example to silence other people out there engaged in outside ministry, reaching out to people. And so we have Pacific Justice. We have a reputation now across the country. We are the place that people with outside ministries that go to, because we won't turn them down. We make sure everyone who needs that representation anywhere in the country will be protected and defended. And it's important now more than ever.
Okay, well, explain something to me, though. Can you use, especially while you're there in Dallas, when you're in front of a judge, can you say, look, Your Honor, a mile and a half away, there were 500 people in the street, no permit, they were carrying devices or products that were illegal in the city. You know what I mean? You go down a whole list, and yet they selectively chose to go after my client as opposed to dealing with a group of a violent mob. Can you use any of that?
I can, but I will use it in trial. And it'll be very strategic in trial, and I may even have videos to show the hypocrisy and the double standard for the City of Dallas Police Department. By the way, people don't realize this, but Dallas, the city itself, not the surrounding area, the city itself is blue.
Yeah.
The city council is blue.
Yep.
The school district is very blue. Same with Fort Worth, San Antonio, and in Houston, and Austin, of course. So Texas is actually, they've got, it's concentrated, but they definitely have some serious problems, and that's that's why we have to. I got someone else out there, a woman who's an elderly woman. She's being criminally prosecuted for basically the same thing on another occasion for handing out gospel tracts and sharing her testimony, and she's being prosecuted for that, and it's insane. But we're not going to let not a single one of these people be convicted. And make sure that they get their due process and protection. And we're confident they're going to win. But if we didn't step up, they would not win, and there'd be a chilling effect in the state of Texas, just like there is in many ways in California and other states.
People, that's why you have to go to PJI.org, PJI.org, and you have to help out. Because whether you need help or not right now, you might someday, but that's not the point. We're supposed to help out other people. And you see the craziness that's happening. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk about recalling Governor Newsom in the state of California and what it's going to take to make it happen. We'll be back in a few minutes.